Hello, and welcome to another episode of Encouraging Moments with Reverend Sandy B., a monthly podcast with the primary focus of nurturing the mind, body, soul, and spirit through the promises of God and positive affirmations as it relates to everyday life. I'm Reverend Sandy B., your host, and I greet you with Jesus' joy. May the words that I speak be a source of refreshment and encouragement as you travel through your journey of life. Invite your family, friends, neighbors, companions, and co-workers to listen in and let them know it's time to be encouraged. But first, let us pray. Father God, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we ask that you meet us and greet us with your presence wherever we may be. And let us hear and receive a word from you. I pray that the moments of listening will be a source of strength and will enlighten your people to the unlimited love and power of God. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to share a word of encouragement with your people, that you might receive all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. It is in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ's name I do pray. Amen. Thank you for taking a bit of your time to listen. And for just a few moments, we will talk about something that can and will take place at any given time in your life. Though you may propose and plan a specific outcome, trust and know that it's always subject to change. The specific order of doing things can suddenly be interrupted and diverted to something out of the ordinary and totally unanticipated. Recently, the island of Maui in the state of Hawaii faced a deadly natural disaster in the form of uncontrollable wildfires that spread throughout the island, causing unforeseen death and destruction. Longtime residents and tourists could have never imagined such a beautiful place would be turned into ruins by a natural disaster. But unfortunately, due to hurricane-force winds and severe landscape drought, the unthinkable and unanticipated happened. Massive wildfires consumed and wiped out communities and businesses, as well as claimed the lives of many. Let us take a moment of silence to pray for all who have been affected by this unfortunate catastrophe. We pray for your comfort, strength, and needs to be met, and for you to hold on to hope in knowing that God is your help. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray, amen. And just as the unthinkable and unanticipated happened then, anything beyond our thoughts, plans, or imagination can happen now. Which brings me to the word of the day, unexpected. Unexpected is defined as something that is not foreseen. It is not expected or anticipated. The unexpected happens or comes quickly without warning, and depending upon if it's good or bad, can often be viewed as unwelcome. The unexpected is made necessary by an unexpected situation or emergency. And if you're like me, you don't like emergencies because they cause you to be reactive rather than proactive. When the unexpected takes place, it does not give you time to plan or strategize the desired outcome. It often goes from 0 to 100 of being in total control to being totally out of control. You're unprepared and totally caught off guard. But God wants you to know that though you did not see it coming, that he is the God that is running towards you to help you. Though you may go through and don't know what to do And though you may lose everything, you still have everything because you still have God. God is concerned about everything that concerns you. Sickness, hurt, pain, abandonment, your lacks and your wants. God sees, cares, and knows all about it. God is omniscient, and nothing is unknown to Him. God is all-knowing and wise, and He is working everything out for you. God wants you to know that no matter what the issue, concern, problem, circumstance, or situation is, He is ready, willing, and able to bring you through. The key scripture is found in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, which states, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." There are many things that will crop up and pop up in life that can leave you with many questions and very few answers. You find yourself in a state of bewilderment, in total confusion, resulting from your failure to understand or comprehend what has happened or is currently happening. Just as the late and great singer Marvin Gaye's voice rings out in the legendary song, "What's Going On?" You're unable to fathom what is going on or why it is happening. You receive unexpected reports and responses in your unexpected time of need. But God wants you to know that He is with you in the midst of it all, and He will remain with you, and He will bring you through it all. Therefore, just as the key scripture states, don't be afraid and don't be discouraged, because God is with you. You are reminded of where your strength comes from, and it is from God and in Him alone. God is the lifter of your head, and He upholds you with His powerful, victorious hand. No matter the strength of the storm, none will ever sabotage the power of God to give you the victory. Psalm chapter 3, verse 3 states, "But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high." And Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 states, "So be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid and do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you." God is reminding you to be strong and courageous and not to be horrified or terrified of what the outcome will be. Though you may not understand, God is reminding you to put your trust in Him. And as you rest in trusting God, your faith is renewed and your strength is restored. Psalm chapter 28, verse 7 states, "The Lord is my strength and shield. I trust Him with all my heart. He helps me, and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. Though the times may be difficult and uncertain, God will give you joy." Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 reminds you that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And God further states in Romans chapter 15, verse 13, "I pray that the God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." Therefore, regardless of the outbreak of fires and the unexpected trials and tribulations that transpires in your life, you must remain confident in your hope and trust in God. Psalm chapter 121 is a constant reminder to you of where your help comes from. It states, "I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleeps. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord watches over you as you come and go, both now and forever." God wants you to know that He is with you when you feel alone and abandoned, when you're sick and can't seem to get well, when you've lost everything and don't know how you will rebuild or recover, when your faith is scarce and your hope is at an all-time low. God is whispering to you as recorded in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. "For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed." Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24 reminds you, "There is a friend who sticks closer than a brother, and he is the one who can strengthen, heal, and restore you like no other." So I want you to remain focused and to be encouraged in knowing that though you don't know what today or tomorrow will bring, the unexpected is not the end, but rather the ultimate opportunity for your faith to grow and you to know that God is in control. And if you would like to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's as easy as ABC. A, admit you have sinned. B, believe Jesus died for you. C, choose to accept His gift of forgiveness. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Don't delay. Do it today. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He's waiting with open arms to receive, revive, and restore you. And if you've taken that step today, I invite you to find a local or virtual church to connect with, where the Word of God is preached and taught, that you'll be able to learn and grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening, and you're invited to visit my website at beencouraged.org for more encouragement and to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform to be notified of new episodes of Encouraging Moments with Reverend Sandy B. In closing, remember it is through the Word of God and positive affirmations that we are refreshed, revived, and renewed, and we're able to recognize the power we possess in speaking life to ourselves and to others. So let the love and the light of Jesus Christ shine in and through you and throughout the world. Love, joy, peace, power, and hope be with you. I'm Reverend Sandy B, and I want you to be encouraged.